I'm ready.
All right. Hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of the I Brew My Own Coffee podcast, the podcast for people who care about coffee. I'm your host, Alex Carpenter.
And I'm your co-host, Stacey Carpenter. I'm really excited to be joining the podcast once again, now that we're going to be starting to highlight some of our favorite coffees that we've tried in the past week or so. We're just going to be talking about them and getting started here. We've been just receiving coffees from various listeners who are starting to send us coffee, and it's really neat to come home and see these coffees in our mailbox, and just really excited to try some new stuff. And one of them that we received is from Kuma Coffee in Seattle, Washington. This is a Good Food Award winner. It is from Panama, and it is the Carmen Estate. It's a really great coffee. We tried it in our Chemex, and it just, a lot of great, bright flavors. It was fruity. It just had this great tea-like quality, and I really enjoyed it. I would say it is probably my favorite coffee of the month. And
The month.
I know that's kind of a big thing to throw out there, but I would definitely say it was my favorite.
How many coffees have you drank in the past month? How many different coffees would you say?
Oh my gosh. Well,
to put it on a scale so everybody knows how important this coffee is.
Okay, so different kinds of coffee, I would say that I've had 10 to 15 just for this month, and it blew them all out of the water.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, I don't know about you. What did you taste that was your favorite?
I'm not going to lie. I did really like the Kuma coffee. We have to say a little shout out to My Coffee Pub for sending that to us. He contacted us last week and graciously sent us that bag. And we weren't sure what we were getting, but we were pleasantly surprised with the offering that we got. And we definitely have Kuma coffee on our radar now, so that's kind of exciting. But one of the coffees that I liked that I was we were fortunate enough to get a bag sent to us from one of our previous episodes, Aaron Vasquez, I forget what episode that is exactly, but he was the one who talked about biking and brewing coffee outside. He sent us some coffee from a local roaster in LA, specifically Atwater Village, right outside the, right next to the LA River. It's a small coffee roastery, and like so small that on his website that he listed as a coffee roasting company that does nano batches. So it's, I mean, he does very small runs of each coffee. I don't even think you can buy this coffee online. It's something that you have to go specifically to a shop. And from what I see on his website, it says open Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. in parentheses, weather permitting. So it's a very a small shop, but it's very cool to see that someone in an independent coffee roaster like this doing producing some really good high quality beans. And I was very happy with the selection we got. We got the Nicaragua Las Brumas, which is a wash Pacamara, and it's listed as tasting notes of honey, apricot, and Santa Rosa plum. We found that the Kalita Wave was the best brewing method for what we thought got the best flavor from this coffee, and I was really happy with it. It was a fun coffee to drink, just knowing where that came from and kind of the story behind the roaster, so that's exciting.
And yeah, that was really cool. I'm just backing up here, the hours that you could even stop by the shop.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you more than that. I'm just reading straight from his website, but that's how small and how niche this coffee roaster is, which I think is what makes the coffee for me. I don't know, maybe it's not the best tasting. I enjoyed the taste of the coffee, but it's even that more cooler because I feel like I got a slice of this little niche spot in LA, maybe, you know?
Yeah, like we're part of the club or something. Yeah. Being in Grand Rapids, we're part of the LA club.
Exactly. Like, I want to think, I'm thinking like we're maybe the only people from Michigan to have ever got a bag of tri-sterile coffee. I might be wrong, but I'm going to keep thinking that myself, so.
We'll probably be keeping this bag just to hang on the wall later.
I do have a bag of the counterculture coffee that you did get me for my birthday sitting right next to my computer right now, so and it's not out of the question.
That's true. Well, it was a beautiful bag of coffee, and that's what's so great about, I mean, we get to try multiple roasters throughout the U.S. I mean, we're not just limited to one coffee. Just being that open-minded about where you're buying your coffee and trying new things, getting new flavors, trying new, just new roasters out. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, like, coffees are, the biggest thing is, like, different roasteries are all going to taste different, even if they are brewing the same coffee, you know. I think that's what's so cool about it, and what I think we both love about the coffee industry is that there's so many different flavors to be had out there, and I want to drink them all.
sounds like a collector's thing.
Yeah,
gotta collect them all.
Gotta collect them all. That is a very nerdy Pokemon reference, I think. Right?
I think it was.
All right. Carrying on, what we really came here to talk about in the latest episode is a documentary that we both have watched multiple times now, and we can't recommend this movie enough. And that is, I've mentioned it a couple times on the previous episodes, and hopefully if any of you have been listening that you might have checked it out already, but if not, it is a film about coffee. And I'm just going to read directly from their site, a little bit about it, getting on their about page here. No, that was not the section I was looking for, but that's okay. Let's see. A film about coffee is a love letter to and meditation on specialty coffee. It examines what it takes and what it means for coffee to be defined as specialty. And I can't say enough good things about this film from the visual standpoint. I think the shots that they covered are just awesome. I think they did a really good job of it. Director Brandon Loper, he's kind of a Alabama native who resides, I want to say, in California area now. But he did a great job at kind of capturing the whole process that you don't normally see just being a coffee consumer. What do you say?
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. The shots are incredible. They, being someone, I've actually been to Origin myself, and I actually went to Guatemala a couple years ago. These shots in the film are just spot on with what you get to encounter when you go to these coffee farms, and it's really breathtaking and captivating to see all the hard work that's going on there, and just it's fantastic.
Yeah, if you followed us on Instagram, which I highly recommend you do, because we post some great coffee photos, plus have different people who in the coffee, or not in the coffee industry, but just random people who post some awesome shots of coffee to help get you inspired. Follow us on Instagram at I Brew My Own Coffee. But if you were following us, you would have seen that Stacy posted a photo from one of her trip, or from her trip to Guatemala, and it's just this awesome shot of the sun shining through the clouds over to this mountainous area, and just coffee trees everywhere. And it's just, all in all, follow us on Instagram, you see cool photos like that. But going back, yeah, it is just cool to see how these different areas and how remote of a location is most of these coffee farms are on. Like, can you go a little bit more into the detail about what it was like traveling in these areas that you visited while you were in Guatemala?
Oh man, so traveling, well, we'd be in like the main cities and then take a 2-hour ride in the back of a pickup truck with the wind just blowing at you from all directions, and I'm not even gonna.
I mean, this isn't just like driving a truck down the highway and you're sitting in the back. I mean, you're like, you're hanging over mountainsides and stuff, right?
Yes. You, every turn you make, you're just thinking, please, I hope this driver is not going to go over the side of the mountain and we're just going to tumble down. And here I am in the back of a pickup truck, but it was incredible. It's just, these sights that you see are just breathtaking. They're literally as coffee trees just growing on every single side of you. And it's just, it's amazing. And I mean, the film, they capture this so well. I can't even explain it, how good of a job they did just capturing what it's like to be at a farm.
Yeah, exactly. I think that they, for those of you who have never seen exactly what a coffee farm or an area that does produce coffee on a large scale, this is a great film to introduce you to that. They take you to multiple farms, and one of them is in Honduras, I want to say. There's one in Rwanda, and you kind of get brought on that journey but through the green coffee buyers, and they kind of explain exactly what they grow through and how to build the relationships with these farmers, and how actually they're building a better a sustainable life for these farmers. You know, this, it's so crazy to me that coffee is still such a manual labor to pick and to process and to ship. It just blows my mind. And this, a film about coffee, takes you on that journey and kind of opens your eyes, and definitely, in my personal opinion, makes me appreciate that coffee that we get every morning just a little bit more.
Yeah, it's just knowing that all that hard work and all that labor has gone into that cup of coffee that you're drinking, it makes you stop and slow down and really think about what it is that you buy and what it is that you drink, and not only in coffee, but in almost any type of food or beverage, you just kind of wonder where it all came from.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't like a cut of beef, I would say, maybe, like, that's grown here in America and it's just transported across the states. This is something that is grown most of the time across the country, and it, so many hands are touching it before it gets to us, I guess you'd say. But I mean, the idea of specialty coffee is kind of eliminating that. And in the film, they talk about these green coffee buyers from I want to say Stumptown, who they're going over there, they're working directly with the farmers, they're creating, like I said, a better lifestyle, an easier way for these people to produce great tasting coffee, improving their lives. And I think there was one big part of the film that kind of made you feel good about it. You want to kind of explain that about the Stumptown story?
Yeah. So they had the Stumptown green bean buyer actually set up this water system to help a good clean source water get to not only the farm to help them process and wash their coffee, but ultimately to the village that the farm is a part of, just giving these villagers clean water. And it's just something that you don't think about. I mean, it's just they're just going the extra mile. To begin with, farmers don't typically meet the green bean buyers that are buying their coffee. So to hear these stories and just see this all unfold, and to see them really go the extra mile and do these things for the farmers, is just very, it's very endearing.
Yeah, it makes you just know that $4, $5 cup of coffee that you may have tasted or bought at a coffee shop is for a reason. You know, like, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And it, you know, it's not like this industrialized process that's going on, that in 2015 here, it's still much a manual labor going on just to produce a cup of coffee, which most people don't even think twice about. You know, it's just something to wake them up in the morning, get them through their day, you know?
Yeah, it's like a labor of love. Just, I mean, it really is. It's these farmers loving their coffee, and they send it to us, and we love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool because you get to see, you get a feel of how proud and excited these farmers are producing these coffees, and how their name of their farm really carries, and how they want to, you know, keep that tradition going, and their kids to take over that for them. I guess what was one of your favorite parts of the film, actually?
My favorite part was when one of the baristas actually traveled down to the farm. He brought along with him an espresso machine and started pulling all these farmers that were gathered in this small room. He started pulling them shots of espresso and just had them taste this espresso, which happened to be the coffee that these farmers grew. And they were tasting it and looking around at each other and kind of laughing and snickering. Like, you could tell this was their first time tasting espresso and must have thought, like, whoa, this is kind of strong.
Yeah, they were so wired, you could tell. They're just, like, so giddy about it. It was awesome to see.
Oh, yeah, there were smiles on their faces left and right. And that was just, I got to witness that myself going down to Guatemala and seeing farmers taste their coffee for the first time. It really is a great experience. But yeah, how about you? What was your favorite part, Alex?
Like I said, like, it's still so surprising to me how much of a manual labor producing coffee is. And there was this scene in the middle of the film where this guy they show him off just biking up this mountain, and trucks and cars are flying by him, honking at him, and this dude is just taking his course, like, up the mountain, and finally he gets to the top, and there's a couple of them. He gets met by this crew of coffee farmers, and they throw on this, I would say, maybe 150 to 200 pound bag of coffee on the back of his bike, and they strap it on with a couple of bungee cords, and he just turns back around and starts heading back down the hill into the village where I think they would ship the coffee out from back to the States here. And it was just so crazy to see that they are still transporting some beans by bicycle still, like that. Like, I can't imagine, like, something like that happening in the States here, you know? It's just so weird to see that. It feels like they're still so far back in time yet, you know? Like, even maybe just use a truck to get it up there. I don't know why they didn't do that, but I don't know. It's just crazy. That was probably one of the most eye-opening pieces in the film for me, I guess.
Yeah, it's just really cool seeing how the farmers really do take pride in what they do and just how hardworking they are. And really, that's what this film's all about, just the hardworking labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like specialty coffee, why we should appreciate it. And like we said, we can't recommend this movie enough. It is on Vimeo. There's a link on their website you can go to. Their website is afilmaboutcoffee.com. And if you go there and then you get over to Vimeo, you can actually purchase the film and use the discount code BREWMYOWN, and you can get 15% off your purchase to see the film. So it's very inexpensive film to watch on Vimeo. We highly, highly, highly suggest you go see it. And big thanks to them for giving us a little discount for you guys. And yeah. Any closing thoughts from you?
I just want to highlight just how eye-opening this film's going to be. I mean, it's worth the purchase. Definitely, yeah. Go do it. No matter if you're watching it on your computer, if it's a small screen, if it's a big screen, either one.
You can watch this on your iPhone, and it will still be cool. Hopefully it's on an iPhone 6 and not an iPhone 4 like I still have, but
hopefully you have the big one that looks like a small iPad.
Small iPad, yes, exactly. But yes, like we said, check out the film. If you're at all interested, if you're new to coffee, if you're experienced in coffee, this is worth your time and effort to watch, and hopefully it makes you appreciate that little cup of coffee you get every morning. And to close out, I want to just say a big thanks to everybody who's left a review on iTunes for us and a rating. We can't thank you enough. And thanks for reaching out and saying you've been enjoying the podcast. That really inspires us to keep searching and hopefully come up with new and interesting stories around coffee that we can bring you to, through this podcast. Thanks to Stacy for joining us on the podcast again.
And great being here.
Yeah, it's exciting to have you back on here. And be on the lookout, or not on the lookout. You'll hear more from Stacy in future episodes. And hopefully we'll be tasting some more delicious coffee to help share with you guys. And until next time, thanks again.
Thank you.
See ya.